knock the houses down and build brand new houses, so her the land is worth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to go. She and her brother kind of don't get along, but he does help her. But he's older and has a walker. He's 2 years older and has a walker. But his son came over and helped her with the deck. They had to pull up. So what happened was, in the midst of all this, me helping her with these doctor appointments, her septic. They have septic in Westlake and also in, like, Lakeway. Okay? They have septic tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Cost, like, well, it used to cost $20,000. It probably costs $40,000 now. Anyway, so I lived in Westlake for 18 years. Built a house there. For whatever reason, maybe she didn't have it cleaned out in time. Really don't know what the reasoning is. But the pipe broke, and she called me and said, oh, there was all this water. Luckily, it goes to the lowest part. Her living area is on the upper part,
mm-hmm.
and the lower part is the guest area. So her room and kitchen is on the first, because you have to go, it's she's on a sloped lot. So if you go in the garage way, you end up on the lower level. But if you go up the stairs, you're on the first level. So she doesn't, you know, need to be going down those stairs either, especially with her eyesight problem, right?
True.
So it's just, her brother has been trying to get her to move to Georgetown, and I own a home, and I'm the same way about wanting to hold on to it. I mean, you know, I don't have a lake view, but I do have a beautiful pool that I built. And I built that house. I picked everything out. And same deal, same thing in that I'm, like, you know, I'm single. She's single. And I'm just basically paying it forward, helping her. So I have a friend who works at a hospital for hospitality industry and works for knows how to fix anything. He's like my handyman.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him go out there. He used a snake on a couple of different outlets and then just basically said, you know, you have a, this only goes 25 feet. And he called his plumber. And then, long story short, the plumber said at the hotel, you need to call Roto-Rooter because they're the best. They have a camera and they have a blade.
Mm.
And they can go in and chop up whatever's clogging it. She said that she was, her grandkids used to come, well, not grandkids, grandnieces would come over and, you know, put dimensional paper in there and all this stuff. She doesn't really know. But that happened while she called me about it, and I got my friend to go out there with me.
In we 1 mile, make 4 hours. A slight right turn on Lavica Street.
She didn't know she could take a shower, or she was using a can, you know, bathroom, and all this. She didn't know what to do. She made the mistake, just costing me more time now, of saying, calling her insurance company, who she's been with, State Farm, for 20 years, and this lady who called me just now, they've kind of become friends. She's probably just slightly younger than she is. She's been with that State Farm for 20 years. She had one minor thing in 20 years that she's claimed.
Wow.
And she made, Becky, my friend, made the mistake of telling, she didn't talk to Claire, which she should have. She just answered the phone. The person answered the phone. She said, I have this break. I'm letting you know. And, well, she didn't know it was a break at the time. Having this percent sure, Red Reader, and your friend Clara is 99% sure we're going to get this reversed. Because they're going on a little old lady's report before it was ever even seen.
Mm.
And then you've got a report of what really happened. They'll do anything, this insurance company. They'll take your money for 20 years, and then, oh, you got a problem? They'll find any loophole to get out, you know?
Mm.
So I just wish she had not ever, she would have never called and just let the experts deal with it. At least I'm learning. I don't have a septic, but I'm learning about insurance. You know, you let the insurance, you know, they know what to say, what's covered and what's not, and stuff like that.
Mm.
They're like, oh, you don't ever say roots, and you don't ever say mold. And you don't have either. Even, you know. It's been interesting. Oh, I just heard calling me back. Hey there.
Hey, Sherry, this is Clarence.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they still haven't gotten a report from Roto-Rooter.
Well, Andrew told me that, and I texted him, I said, have you resent it? Because they sent it the first time. According to the man That's the manager of Roto-Rooter. And I, and
do you have somebody's phone number and I can call them and make sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they haven't received it. They would have reopened that claim immediately, is what she said. So they're not showing that they received anything.
That's crazy.
Yesterday.
Yeah, they're great.